Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. Let's see what we've got today. Parker's asked, I don't like the feel of necklaces and I live in a hot, humid environment where scarves are too hot and uncomfortable. So I don't look polished or have that extra punch to my clothes without the third piece, such as a jacket or an accessory. What should I wear? So when I think about those places that are really hot and maybe you don't like to add scarves or extra, you know, extra bits, it just feels just way too hot and uncomfortable for you. This is where the benefit of looking for a pre-embellished neckline or a garment that has built-in features comes right in. So you could look for shoulder detail, and this depends on your body shape. You know, if you have a more pear shape, more A shape, you could look for clothes that have some sort of shoulder embellishment or detail. If you have, you want to just draw attention up to the neckline. If you've got a V shape and you don't want shoulder detail, you can go for just some detail around the neckline. And sometimes it's just that the trim is something different that's around the neckline. So sometimes I've seen satin, you know, like a detailed satin trim around the neckline that the neck is finished with. You know, you can have some kind of bedazzling or embroidery around the neckline. You can have some pattern around the neckline. In fact, the other day, one of my amazing seven steppers did like a little kind of print. So she got like a little stamp and actually stamped across the neckline. So she's an A shape. So she actually did like a stamp across and that created some embellishment and interest on the neckline that meant you don't need to add accessories if you don't want to. So that would be something to think about. Also just, and I always think about this with my summer clothing, that I don't buy completely plain summer clothing. So unlike the completely plain tops I might buy for winter, because I can add a scarf, I can add layers. It's very easy to layer things on top of each other in winter. And I like therefore more plain, because if you've got something that's too embellished already, layers don't work necessarily. It can bunch up and doesn't sit right. But in summer, what I really look for is I look for pieces that have built-in detail into them. So they've got interesting necklines, they've got interesting detail, interesting construction, maybe different colours, or maybe it's a pattern, something like that. So maybe look for patterns and prints that you really love that create that interest and detail in the top so that you don't need to add anything so much. If you're just wearing plain solid colours and then you add no detail, the outfit could look too plain and therefore have no focal point. So think about looking for things with prints and patterns, looking for things with built-in detail on the areas you want people to notice. So, you know, because the scarves and things can be too hot, or maybe you could do it yourself. Maybe like my client who did do the stamps across the shoulders and neck of her t-shirt, she built that detail in for herself. Or maybe you could find some trim or some braid at the fabric shop and sew that on. So there's all those sorts of things you could think about that when you are in that hot and humid environment, and so adding things can feel really uncomfortable, thinking about what you can add yourself. And maybe it's an earring. So if you know, a big dangly earring, some sort of like feature earring could be enough for you. So that's just something to think about when you are in that hot environment and you really don't want to be adding a whole lot of stuff around your neck because it feels claustrophobic and uncomfortable. There we go. Hope that helps. What is our next question? Lynn said, I'm an H shape and don't do belts very often. What width would I look at to start building a belt collection? I find with belts, it really depends what they're going on. So, and what height they're going as well can be something to think about. So it's often worthwhile having a few kind of really thin belts and then also some wider belts. I find the kind of least useful belt is actually the kind of jeans belt hook style, more the man's width belt. I often think you either want to go wider or narrower. They are kind of bit more interesting. I find a wide belt can work very well when you want to kind of create that, bring something in and blouse it over the top. So if you've got like a pencil skirt and a blouse, and the blouse has some volume, a wider belt can work quite well in that environment. Or if I'm putting, I'll put a wide belt over the top of like a waterfall cardigan or something that's got a lot of volume. I often find wider belts, particularly with a bit of elastic, but they can just be leather. A wide belt works for that sort of thing. A really narrow belt, when you've got a lot of volume, it kind of gets disappears. Versus a narrow belt works very well, that if you are thinking, I'm wearing a pencil skirt and a more fitted top, a narrow belt can work really well around the top of that pencil skirt. But it is one of those things to try out. So often I find with belts, it's worthwhile having a few different types. Try them in different ways as well. So you'll find different outfits call for different sorts of belts. So yes, the more volume you have with something, I find wider belts tend to work better, versus if you've got less volume, often a narrower belt. Or sometimes even if I've got a shift dress, if I want to kind of break up that long, you know, line without anything, so it's a fitted clothes, that's when the narrow belt seems to work better. But of course, this is you and your body. And so this is where, like anything, it's start experimenting. Start working, you know, out what works for you. Try different belts, photograph them, see which works best. Now, if you want a hip belt, it needs to be a wider belt. Narrow belts just don't sit right when they're hip belts. And quite often, any sort of self-tie belt can look a little bit insignificant. It usually works better when you take off any sort of self-tie belt and add something with a bit more substance to it. So I would try some different things. And this is where, you know, you can get some fairly cheap, elasticized belts can be very comfortable, even if they've got kind of a leathery, you know, buckle, but they've got elastic around them, they can be very comfortable and become much more versatile in how you wear them. If you just want to hold your jeans up though, you'll need to have a belt that's going to fit in those belt loops. So that'll be a different sort of belt, but often those aren't quite so featured. But if you want to kind of hold your jeans up with a belt, then you're looking for that kind of medium, more the man size belt, where it's that sort of medium in between. And then you could look at different colours, different patterns, different textures to create some interest and detail with those belts. So really, I think kind of you almost need to think about, how am I going to wear it? Do I want a wide hip belt? Do I want it to sit? And then I want a curved belt rather than a straight belt. So there are some belts that are meant to be kind of curved and they come up higher on the waist and then they dip down at the front. These can actually be great for giving you the illusion of more of a waist and for hiding your tummy, because they come in at the waist, so they're actually reasonably, you know, and then they go down at the front and they actually sit over the top of the widest point of your tummy. So that usually, though, the belt will have a curved shape to it. It's not a straight belt, it's actually a curved belt like that when you hold it up. So that is meant to be worn a little bit lower. It's high on the waist but down on the hips, versus a straight wide belt is to be worn around the narrowest part of the waist. And so this is why different belts work with different sorts of things. So it is worthwhile having a go, having a play, try some different things. You know, think about what your outfits are, how you want to wear them, what kind of things you want to wear them with, and therefore which belt is going to be the most flattering. But the really skinny belt tends not to work as well. When it's with a voluminous garment, this is where the wide belt comes in. So do try different things and find out what works for you. Photographs are your best friend. Like whatever it is you're trying out, I do find that photos are the way to really help you hone your style, because when you try different things, and even just putting the belt in different places, or, you know, different tightnesses, all that sort of thing, hip belt, waist belt, all those sorts of things, and take a photo, you'll actually see, oh, that one just looks better. So that's going to give you the information you need. Okay, last question today. Rebecca said, can you discuss the neon trend? I saw it again today with pink. So neon is a current fashion trend, and it really depends about whether you like the trend or not, whether you want it in your wardrobe. The thing with neon is the colours are so bright, they're pretty unflattering to everybody, no matter your intensity, your natural brightness that you have in your colouring. So the brighter you are naturally, the easier they are to wear. If you have really muted colouring, it's going to be a lot harder to wear a neon item than it is if you already have brighter colouring. But if you want to add it in, I would go add it in really small doses, and because it's going to be a focal point, it's going to really grab attention. And in fact, I'd probably almost just go wear it with a neutral, particularly if you have soft colouring. I'd be saying wear it with your greys or some sort of neutral. And so it really is the focus, or with a brown or whatever is your neutrals are. So if I was warm, I could have some browns and I could have a neon orange. If I was cool, I could have some grays and put in neon pink or some navy with a neon pink. But then I might do it in an accessory of some sort rather than a head to toe. I'm not going to buy a whole garment in it. I'd rather probably get a belt or a bag or a necklace or a brooch or, you know, bracelet cuff or something like that, something small. And, you know, it's going to have to add some of that fun, that liveness to your outfit, but it's not going to overwhelm you. So particularly if it's not your colour, don't put it on a body part you don't want people to notice. Neon is all about visibility. This is why our high visibility clothing worn by people who stand there and don't want to get run over in the street because of their job, they're wearing high vis. High vis is neon. And so it's all about being visible. So it's going to really draw attention to itself. So make sure you don't put it on a body part you don't want people to notice. And it will draw attention. So it's going to be the feature. So don't make it fight with too many other things as well. Otherwise, probably it will overwhelm you. The more petite you are, the less of anything you want, because it just fights too much. There's not enough space to add that in. So do think about how you want, you know, what you want people to notice. Therefore, if you're going to bring in a trend like neon, where you're going to put it, what kind of thing you're going to have it in. And I often think with things like that, buy those sorts of things cheap, save on those, don't splurge lots of money on a trend that's probably going to come and go fairly quickly because neon is so hard to wear. There you go, some little tips and questions to help you with you and your wardrobe. Please do email me your style and colour questions, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com. And of course, do head over to the website. So I've got some great posts on how to choose, you know, garments with interest and detail. So this is where, whether it's a basic that's got some interest and detail, or just in summer, you know, some summer clothing tips when you are adding that interest and detail in there. And I've also got some tips on wearing the neon fashion trend as well over on the blog. So do head over there and you can just search those in the search bar, find them fairly easily. And of course, if you'd like, you know, my professional opinion on your colours, on your style, you can do that as part of my 7 Steps to Style, or of course with a consultation. So find out more, insideoutstyleblog.com. Just do a little search there, services, there's all sorts of information there. And let me know what your style and colour questions are. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips, and don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.